Jesus said that love would be the identifying mark of his true followers. How can we put love into action? The following eight-part symposium will help us to maintain the bonds of Christian love despite human imperfections. Each speaker will introduce the one to follow. To begin, let's give our attention to Brother Daniel Makuka from the Central Congregation in Edmonton as he delivers the first part, Have Love Among Yourselves, Be Patient and Kind.
What makes something precious to you? Usually it is because you value it deeply. You hold it in high esteem, and this makes the item precious. Well, love is a precious quality. Love can be likened to a beautiful diamond. And those who know diamonds recognize that they have various facets to them. And so too, love has various facets. Jehovah, it is spoken of in the scriptures, has love as his dominant quality. Jesus Christ demonstrated God's love, and he commanded his followers to likewise show this quality. So I invite you to turn to John chapter 13. We're going to look at verses 34 and 35. I am giving you a new commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples if you have love amongst yourselves. Let's isolate a few key points here. You'll notice the phrase, just as I have loved you. Christ Jesus was the one who set the perfect model for us in demonstrating love. You'll notice it also says, all will know. In other words, those will recognize Christ's disciples because of this dominant quality. And have love amongst yourselves indicates that this quality has to be evident within the Christian congregation. So since we're commanded to show love, we have to, of course, start with what is love, and how can we show it? In this symposium, we're going to examine these various facets of love. So I invite you to turn to our theme scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous, it does not brag, does not get puffed up, does not behave indecently, does not look for its own interests, does not become provoked. It does not keep account of the injury. It does not rejoice over unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. In this symposium, we're going to first of all look at those first two qualities of love, that is, patience and kindness. And as we go through the talk, we're going to analyze three important points with every symposium talk. One, we're going to consider Jehovah's example. Number two, we're going to consider Christ Jesus' example. And number three, how can we imitate them? Let's deal with patience and kindness. So for some 6,000 years now, Jehovah has exercised patience when it comes to mankind and sinful humans. He has deliberately restrained himself from bringing judgment until his appointed time. Thus, the scriptures say he makes it rain, he provides the sunshine, on both the righteous and the wicked. But God's patience has a purpose, a higher purpose. Let's look at that higher purpose in Romans chapter 2 and verse 4. Or do you despise the riches of his kindness and forbearance and patience, because you do not know that God in his kindness is trying to lead you to repentance? There's the higher purpose. Of course, we're happy we've had a chance to repent, but Jehovah knows many more will also want to repent. And so he has held back his judgment until his appointed time. Now, Jesus set the pattern for us. He was patient in that he repeatedly helped his disciples to cultivate the needed quality of humility. He received the crowds kindly, even when it wasn't convenient for him. As an example of this, please turn to Luke chapter 9, and we're going to look at verses 10 and 11. When the apostles returned, they reported to Jesus all they had done. With that, he took them along and withdrew privately into a city called Bethsaida. But the crowds, getting to know it, followed him, and he received them kindly and began to speak to them about the kingdom of God, and he healed those needing a cure. So again, let's isolate a few expressions here. It says he wanted to withdraw privately. So his apostles and himself were tired. They were looking to spend some private time together. Verse 11 says there were crowds that followed him. So we're not talking about just a few people here, but many people were seeking him out. How did he react? Did he tell them, please don't bother me at this time? No, it says he received them kindly. How can we imitate Christ Jesus? While we want to be patient and kind at all times, we recall that scripture that said, have love amongst yourselves. So when it especially comes to our brothers and sisters, we want to demonstrate these qualities of patience and kindness. We want to put up with the weaknesses and limitations our brothers have, just as we want them to do that with us. So what is a major way in which we can take the lead in showing honor to all in the congregation? We do that by giving of our time and our energy. Why is that so? Our willingness to interrupt our activities in order to give some time to our fellow believers demonstrates that we have a respect for them. In what way? By dropping our activities to give some time to our brothers, we say to them, in effect, you are so valuable in my eyes that it's more important to me to spend some time with you than to continue on with what I'm doing. And what is interesting, our willingness to give of ourselves in this respect, our time and our energy, does reveal much about the depth of respect we have in our hearts for our brothers and sisters. In the following demonstration, note how a circumstance could easily arise that calls for us to imitate Jesus in being patient and kind. Let us watch the following video.
Thank you. I'm so tired. I'm really not up to talking to anyone tonight. All I want to do is just find my seat and enjoy the meeting. I know Jehovah will understand if I just...
Joanne, I am so glad to see you. I could really use your help with preparing for my next Bible study with Lori.
Well, actually, you know, I was trying to just get to my...
Okay, so let me tell you.
Wow, she didn't even hear me. I don't need this right now. This is really trying my patience. But how many times was Jesus interrupted when he was tired? Love is patient and kind. Let me listen closely to what she has to say.
That's when I remember what you told me.
Really? What did I say?
Remember, you said, always be patient and kind. So I kindly pointed out the key words of scripture, and then after asking her the question again, I patiently waited for her to give me an answer, which, by the way, is not the easiest thing for me to do. But just when I thought that I couldn't wait any longer, she gave me the right answer. She got the point. I was so excited. But now I'm kind of wondering, does she really believe what she said? And if not, how am I going to help her to see the truth of the matter? And that's where I need your help, Joanne. I've been trying to look for articles. I can't find anything. Joanne, can you please help me with finding an article on how to reason with a Bible student?
Angela, of course. I would be glad to help you. Can we get together maybe tomorrow afternoon?
Thank you so much, Joanne, for being willing to help me. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
So as shown in this demonstration, we will be called on to be patient and kind in dealing with our brothers, even in small ways. But in imitation of Jesus, we want to give them our time and energy. We do so not out of a mere duty, but out of love, for love is patient and kind.